before we go to Tom Littleton, guys, hand me that EMT bag over there, will you, please? I keep forgetting to bring that to the desk. We've got a bunch of these now, folks. We have a big shipment come in. We had a shipment of about 11 pallets came in yesterday of freeze-dried food. We are, again, continuing to offer free shipping. Thank you, Thomas. Continuing to offer free shipping on our website at wvwtvstore.com. There's a lot of places you can purchase your freeze-dried food, but if you want something that actually tastes good, I suggest you get it from us. I heard someone say they tried the freeze-dried food from one company. I won't name them. I know which company it is. They said it was horrifically horrible. Horrifically horrible. They said, I'm so glad I tried it before I actually was forced to eat it. Well, my friends, we have test-tasted the freeze-dried food we sell. And a week ago last night, we actually released about a 16-minute video of my beautiful wife and I making some of the freeze-dried food and eating it. And I can attest to the fact that it is excellent. And if you made it and you put it in front of someone and you didn't tell them it was freeze-dried food, they wouldn't know. It is real food, folks. It is real food, okay? So it's good stuff. We offer it with no shipping. For some of you, that's saving hundreds of dollars at wvwtvstore.com. We also just started offering last week something I didn't realize was going to be this big of a hit, and that is the EMT trauma bag, which comes with an awful lot of stuff in it. Again, I'm not a medical guy, okay? I certainly can't sew on a button, so I don't think I could do stitches. But I can have an EMT bag so that if there's a doctor, and there is, in my neighborhood, who's done this for us before, stitched up Logan and stitched up one of Roger Stone's security guys. But one day, he didn't have the stitches with him, the sutures. So he said, get yourself a bag, Brandon. Get a bag, and if you need something, then I'll just use your supplies. Deal. So I wanted to get one anyway. I found the bag. We negotiated with the company, and we're offering it to you at a very reasonable price. And again, we have a ton of those that have come in, and you can get it at wvwtvstore.com, wvwtvstore.com. I have some new things I'm going to be showing you in the next 24 to 48 hours that are super cool because we're kind of prepper, emergency nerds here, and I'm always looking for the latest and coolest gadget, and I think I just found one, and as soon as it arrives, it should be here tomorrow or Thursday, and I'll bring it to the desk and show you. But we got some cool stuff over there at wvwtvstore.com. Let's go there real quick. Emergency food supplies, check that box right there, click it, then go to all emergency food supplies, and there you'll see it. Ready hour, breakfast. That right there smells great, by the way. I actually, after last night's show, took my suit off and went to the warehouse, went down to the warehouse and started loading in some of the 9-10 pallets, helping the guy so we could get it done. And this smells like maple syrup, and the bucket's not even open. I was like, it made me want to have some pancakes. But the Ready Hour Ultimate Breakfast, Ready Hour Mega Protein with real meat, folks. It's not synthetic. A fruit, veggie, and snack mix. Of course, we love the strawberries, the bananas, and the pineapple. They're amazing. Then we've got the Ready Hour Gluten-Free 1 year, 2 year, 4 week, 72-hour test kit, 3 months, 6 months. We can build it for you. If we build it, they will come, I guess, right? And so we can build it for you. It's right there on the site. Check it all out, wvwtvstore.com, or call that number. Libby's working the phones 12, 13 hours a day. Be patient. Be patient. I want to repeat, it's about a 3 to 4 week process due to the high demand, okay? So be patient. You will get your order, folks. Now, if you go over here, the sooner you order, the sooner you get it. And we offer free shipping. So for the hundreds and hundreds of dollars you're saving, it is worth the little bit of the wait. And pretty much this is an industry-wide issue because so many Americans are waking up to what's happening. One of my staff here told me about how many videos they're seeing on social media now, people saying they don't know what's going on. These are called influencers or something. These are famous women that, you know, do crafts and gardening or whatever it is they do. And they amass a pretty large following of a lot of women around the country and the world. And some of the very famous female influencers in America who are moms, married and moms and have children and have a house on some land. One of them was on social media and they showed me the video, and this influencer seemed like a real nice, a sweet person, but was very honest, and I appreciated her honesty. And she said, I don't understand all this happening. I don't really understand what might be coming. I don't understand all that kind of stuff. But my gut tells me something's about to happen, and so I'm getting ready. And it's amazing the number of people that don't, they're not political junkies, they're not public policy, national security junkies like we are, but they know something's about to happen and up, and they're getting ready. So this is an industry-wide issue, folks. So be patient, you'll get it, and you're going to get the free shipping with us, and you're supporting our cause because it's a big part of our general operating budget. Let's go real quick, emergency supplies. Go back here, click emergency supplies. That's where you'll find the EMT trauma kit. When you click that, you'll find out all of the things that are in the bag, from the sutures to all kinds of other tourniquets, all kinds of other stuff there, right? So you can read all about that. Then you go back, you'll find the water filter. You'll find some extra replacement filters, which you should buy and have a couple of those on hand because this does about 200 gallons. You buy it, you leave it in this box. Do not open that unless you're ready to use it. If you're not ready to use it, store it away with this sealed bag right there, and it'll basically keep indefinitely. But we've thought through the process of filtering the water. And then you get your stove set, your pot, two-pot system. You get your pot and stove, and now you're ready to make fire. Okay? We also have something else coming in related to that we'll be showing you that's brand new. All these other supplies are there. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, or 901-468-9357. All right, joining me now is Tom Littleton. Tom emailed me today and said, Brandon, this is a big, big story. I'm like, well, then you better come on. So let's watch how many people cover the story since we like to set trends here. Here we go, Tom. Welcome back to the broadcast.
Thanks, Brandon. Good to be with you. And yeah, I'm sure this is going to get some press, but ironically, while we were following a war and the crime family occupying the White House and the potential that President Trump was going to be arrested, something was going on and with the United Nations and their power grab for water and for the high seas. And the only people who seemed to notice were the World Economic Forum and, of course, a Christian ministry led by Francis Collins. That's Dr. Pandemic, for those who are not familiar with him. His Biologos was covering this high seas treaty, this the UN High Seas Treaty. And so they were very proud to roll out news of this that the United Nations agreed upon, passed in March 3rd of 2023, which is a big power grab for the oceans. And then we also see the World Economic Forum promoting the UN Water Conference coming up tomorrow in New York City. And of course, no one was noticing this stuff or picking up on the fact that this massive power grab for the oceans and for water as a resource is taking place.
All right, let's go to some of the articles you sent me tonight, okay? So here is the first one we want to look at. Here we go. United Nations, March 22 to 24. So that's tomorrow, the UN Water Conference sponsored by the United Nations. And, of course, you know this is all going to fit with Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, getting hold of the world's resources. What is it they're going to, so there it is. Water is a deal maker for sustainable development goals and for the health and prosperity of people and planet. But our progress on water-related goals and targets remains alarmingly off track, jeopardizing the entire sustainable development agenda. Well, that sounds nice. What's the real goal here? Because if it's with the UN, you know it has something to do with getting control over the population.
Well, of course, they say this is number six on the UN Sustainable Development Goals. That's a big clue. It is Agenda 2030. And what they see is that access to water and sanitation is a human right. Well, we know when the United Nations declares something to be a human right, then they're going to target developed countries and penalize them so they can say they're going to spend those resources and bring that focus to bear on the third world countries, which unfortunately we know that the UN has never done anything to lift a single nation out of third world status. And they throw money at it. And all that does is feed corrupt leaders within those countries. And all the years the United Nations has been around, they actually had begun focusing on water back in 1977 at the first of these water conferences. That was in Argentina. So they're bringing back around full circle this idea that water is a resource and a human right, and so the United Nations should be able to have control over it and arbitrate it and ensure that its five-point agenda for the water of the world would be handily in their control. And that always means taxation. That all means always means penalization of developed countries, and of course a massive power grab for the UN itself.
So we're talking about basically a move to not just nationalize but internationalize, not just nationalize but internationalize the water. So pretty soon, right, if you have a farm or you have a well on your property, and a lot of viewers tonight, they have wells on their property. A lot of people have wells on their property. But with the way they want to set this up, with all of these different treaties that interlock together, they're all pieces of a puzzle. When you put them together, pretty soon you realize they've just put us into a global tyranny. What they're talking about here is not nationalizing, but internationalizing fossil fuel, water, food, finances. They're going to internationalize the water, where we, the people, could lose control over our own water under our own property. True or false?
Absolutely true. And if you live in some type of watershed or on the shore or on the banks of a river, you know, you would be seen as some type of major polluter. If you are farming land on near some body of water, which it's kind of hard to farm without water or raise cattle or anything else without water, then you would become part of this UN sanction over water. And for those who are familiar with Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030, anyone living in a watershed or an area where that they deem as vital and important to their agenda would no longer be able to live there. They could take a grab of the land, turn that into public land, and move you into one of their mega cities. You know, one of the great ironies about this is that the UN sits on the east bank, on the bank of the East River in New York, on the east side of a 3-mile island, surrounded by water, surrounded by the New York Harbor and rivers, and yet, of course, they're the exception to these rules that they're wanting to apply to everyone else. The struggle for me when I found this was to imagine that a Christian ministry being led by Francis Collins was promoting this stuff as part of what they say is creation care. And this other event, the UN High Seas Treaty, that this was being rolled out by Logos as a chance for the church to lead. So yeah, imagine that.
That's what we
the
talked about.
To embrace this, that's Agenda 2030.
Let's show the screenshot. That's what we talked about with you last week. BioLogos, yep, this so-called Christian organization with Francis Collins, who we all know from Fauci and the pandemic, telling us now about the High Seas Treaty. But this is a new piece of the puzzle. Here is the World Economic Forum. What is the UN 2023 Water Conference, and why is it so important? Two experts explain. And they go on to talk about 3.6 billion people struggle to get enough water to meet their needs. They talk about the Global Commission on Economics of Water launched at the World Economic Forum. So again, the World Economic Forum is just a mouthpiece for the UN. And we know that Klaus Schwab's wife sits on the Sustainable Development Goals Committee, or an organization tied back to the UN. So the Schwabs are highly tied back to the UN and sustainable development. So here is the World Economic Forum pushing this idea basically of what is passing different treaties or so-called agreements, they now say, so they don't have to get a two-thirds majority vote in the Senate. They can just have whoever's in the White House agree to this. Bill Clinton kind of started that policy because it usually would take a two-thirds majority vote by the Senate to ratify a treaty according to the Constitution. So they started changing these things as agreements and just putting them into place with either a majority vote or just, you know, some agreement the so-called president could sign, the Biden. So as we move forward, we're seeing this conference takes place tomorrow. What else do you have? What else? I got some other clips here I can go to, but I want you to pick up right there.
Yeah, well, of course, they say that there is the oceans are in crisis, so we need this treaty, High Seas Treaty, and water is in crisis. And, of course, they say 3.6 billion people don't have access or adequate access at times during the year to clean water and sanitation. And they say that by 2050, on the present course, that would be number would increase to 5 billion people who would not have adequate access to water. And so they're taking control of water as a resource is going to be the only way that the future of water can be ensured and the future of humanity. Ironically, I lived about 10 minutes from the UN when I was ministering in New York for many years. And the ministry that I actually rented a place from, they had an NGO that was working directly with the United Nations from their offices. And so I was able to get in the UN and look around, and I was amazed that the foyer there, the lobby, was obsessed with overpopulation. And everything related to these documents come back to overpopulation, concerns about the population growth, the population numbers, and then the use of water as a resource, the use of the ocean as a food source. And of course, with this High Seas Treaty, we're looking at the UN being able to take over shipping lanes, to take over drilling rights, and to regulate all these things, to take over fishing, commercial, and even right down to recreation and private boating use. So they're counting on being able to become the police of the high seas and establish their jurisdiction over international waters and high seas. And then right down to the very water itself. And as you mentioned when we talked about this on the radio, this would include the rivers and any tributaries going into the ocean, any type of watershed, anything that would relate to water, which is pretty much everywhere. Ironically, they say that there's a crisis and that that water is a finite resource. Well, I guess we can say that if we want to say there's only so much in the earth, but they're even saying that global warming is contributing to the problem by creating flooding, which tells us, you know, there's a lot more water than we're ever going to use in the earth, and it has a great ecosystem that recycles and purifies water. But of course, we need the UN to come in and fix this.
So one of the things I said to you today, when you reached out to me about this, I said, hey, can you go and research what is underneath the land that Bill Gates, Ted Turner are buying? I said, are there any aquifers under this? Can you go research that? You did, and thank you for doing that. And you sent me some articles I want to show real quick before we go to Leo Holman, who apparently has a book that's been booted off Amazon. Here we go. An article from 2018. Let's show that, guys. UN's heads, meaning Ted Turner, Ted's latest land grab. Ted Turner wants America's water for the world. This is a 2018 article. What did you find out about the land that Ted owns? Is he buying up land that has a lot of water underneath it?
Yes, as a matter of fact, this 2018 purchase of 15,000 acres and some of the surrounding grasslands actually has the largest groundwater deposit repository in the world. It is called the Ogallala Aquifer, and it has enough water, is estimated, to flood the land area of the United States 3 feet deep. If the land were like a bowl and flat, there's enough water in this aquifer that he just bought in 2018. And he says, well, it's not about the water, guys. It's not about the water. Well, it is about the water because he's the chairman of the UN Foundation at the time. And I know he's had some decline in health. I don't know if he's still the chairman of that foundation, but he's given over $2 billion to the United Nations, and he's very committed to addressing the concerns of overpopulation and the entire UN Sustainable Development Goals, of which these are number 6 and number 14 being addressed by these two water and ocean activities. So he is actually buying land that will ultimately go to the United Nations when he dies. And here he has this largest aquifer in the world underneath this most recent purchase. He had amassed by 2018 some 506,000 acres just in this area. And of course, he's one of the largest landowners in the world, along with now Bill Gates and John Malone. So these guys have billions. They're buying up farmland, and they're globalists who are sworn to the agenda. They're buying up all kinds of large tracts, small tracts, and in at least confirmed, according to your question, and what you wanted me to research, Ted Turner is in fact buying up the land over these large aquifers.
And so it is interesting, the people that are for Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, the radical environmentalism of Ted Turner, who has had the original, put out the 10 alternatives to the environmental 10 alternatives to the 10 commandments. Remember that?
I remember that.
Okay. So let's look at a map you found. Turner's ranches. Here you go. Montana, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, New Mexico. And what you're saying is there are aquifers under that. You know, there is gold in them, their hills. There's water in them, their fields, apparently, is the new slogan. Here's a study from, what is this, USA Today? What is that? Yeah, Desert Sun. Desert Sun, a study. A third of world's major aquifers threatened. Okay, and this is showing, this is 2015, but it's showing right there, folks. They're obviously top left. You can see Florida, so you know this is United States, North America here. And so we're seeing those aquifers, and they kind of line up pretty good with the map we saw of Ted Turner. They line up pretty good, don't they?
They do. And of course, this was pretty quick research. I'm sure someone who's had more experience on this would be able to get right down to the more intriguing details.
In fact, let's do that. You know, there's only so many hours in a day, and there's so many topics. We can't do it all. So let's put out a notice to our listening audience, some of you that want to sit in your armchair and surf a little bit while you're watching your favorite program or listening to your favorite program. Why don't you guys surf a little bit? If you find, don't just send me everything, but if you find real good, hard evidence of some of these aquifers and they line up with the states and the land of Ted Turner or Bill Gates, why don't you send it to me? Brannon, B-R-A-N-N-O-N. I can't respond to every email. I get about 1,000 a day. My team will go through them, though. My team will go through them and bring me the best ones. Brannon, B-R-A-N-N-O-N. No D in there, okay? Brannon at worldviewweekend.com. You spell it together, you end up with two W's in a row. Brannon at worldviewweekend.com. If you guys want to do some research, help Tom and I out because we're so busy with so many topics. I'd love for some of you to help us, and we can really zoom in on those aquifers and the land bought by Ted Turner, by Bill Gates, by China. Because you sent me a report tonight. I don't know if I have it here or not, but you did send me a report about China. I think this is it right here. Let's see. Yes, groundwater in China. The Nature Agency, Ministry of the Environment. You guys want to show that? So China's already obviously thinking about how water. It makes me wonder if they're not buying up land here in the U.S., not only for our farming, so that when they carry out the unrestricted warfare, beat us, kill off two-thirds of us, according to that Chinese communist general speech, kill off two-thirds of us, keep a third to be the servants of the superior race, as they said. But then they got our farmland, and now they're after the water. So they even got their own report extensively on water. So if you guys can do any help you can on aquifers and the land bought by Ted Turner, Bill Gates, and China, what do you think? What do you think about having some of our folks help us with that?
Yeah, that would be great because some people with any kind of background in this,
yes,
or access maybe to other archives besides what we can find just on the random internet search, something could come together very compelling. And certainly the indicators are there, and there is zero doubt that the UN is making this power grab for the oceans and power grab for water as a resource.
Yeah. So get a hold of the food, get a hold of the water, get a hold of the energy, get a hold of the finances. Coming together real nicely for them, isn't it, Tom?
Right. And I've been in Central America doing medical missions, and I've watched China stripping entire nations of their mineral resources and shipping them in vast quantities back home to China. So you can't underestimate what their intentions are when they're here in America and buying up resource-rich land.
Yeah, indeed. All right, let's go to 30piecesofsilver.org. That's his website. Take a look at this article. He's got an article with a lot of hyperlinks, folks. 30piecesofsilver.org. 30piecesofsilver.org. A lot of what we just talked about, he has links to these pages that we just went through. So just check that out. 30piecesofsilver.org. Tom, thanks for being with us as always.
Thanks, Brandon. Have a good night.
You too. Tom Littleton checking in. Check out his site, 30piecesofsilver.org.